ॐ पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः
ॐ दट् ब्रह्मन् इज़् इन्फिनिट् and this universe is also infinite. The infinite proceeds from the infinite. Taking the infinitude of the infinite universe, it remains as the infinite Brahman alone. Om, peace, peace, peace be unto all. In our yesterday class, Yajnavalkya commanded, as it were, Tavya Pratyaya, imperative commandment, आत्मा वा अरे द्रष्टव्यः श्रोतव्यः मन्तव्यः निदिध्यासितव्यः आत्मन शुड बी रियलाइज्ड हाउ टू रियलाइज द आत्मन सो श्रवण मनन निदिध्यासन सो सेड आत्मा वा अरे श्रोतव्यः इक्वलेंट टू श्रवण मन्तव्यः मनन निदिध्यासितव्यः सो द्रष्टव्यः श्रोतव्यः निदिध्यासितव्यः दीज आर द कमेंडमेंट्स ऑफ द उपनिषद इटसेल्फ वेदास देमसेल्व्स एंड दैट इज व्हाट से राम कृष्ण एग्जैक्टली गॉड रियलाइजेशन इज द ओनली गोल ऑफ लाइफ व्हेन से राम कृष्ण सेज इट इज द ओनली गोल ऑफ लाइफ दैट मीन्स देर इज नो चॉइस वी माइट मिस्टेक सम अदर थिंग्स एज द गोल्स ऑफ लाइफ बट Ultimately, we are forced to retreat from all these goals and turn back towards God, and that is called Vanaprasthashrama. Grihasthashrama is outward looking, outgoing, getting attached to temporary things. But Vanaprasthashrama slowly withdraw the mind and direct it towards God. So turn your direction, the turning direction from the outward to inward, that is called Vanaprastha. When it progresses, he will be able successfully to cut himself off from every attachment as a mental process, and that is what is called Sannyasa. So again and again in Jnanamarga especially, but exactly the same meaning is to be understood whatever path. Withdraw from the external, face the internal, go beyond both external and internal. But the choice is limited. First, we have to withdraw from the external. And for that, we have to pay more attention to the internal. Once that is done, only then we will have the opportunity to go beyond everything. From the ground floor to the first floor, second, third, fourth, fifth, and then to the roof. But when we go to the roof, we have to understand we have to go even beyond the fifth story. Then what happens? We get the knowledge. The whole building is, what is it made up of? The same material as the roof. So according to many of the preachers, Jnanamarga is the only way. There is no other way. They are so fanatical about this, which is against the spirit of Hinduism, that andhenaiva niyamanaya thantaha. It is like the blind, leading the blind. Sri Ramakrishna says, anyone, provided he wants to realize God, and very sincere about it, can realize God through any path. In fact, God himself, moved by the sincerity of the aspirant, takes him to the right teacher who tells him the right path and how much he has to go forward, when to stop for some time and then move forward from the beginning until he reaches God. A guru is necessary. Shastra is very valuable, but difficult to understand Shastra. Sometimes it could be confusing also. That's why once there was a conversation by a disciple with his guru Swami Brahmanandaji. And the disciple asked a question. What happens? First of all, can a guru give God realization? We have to understand here, guru means not an ordinary guru, but a lawyer of Brahman, like Sri Ramakrishna, Holy Mother, Swamiji, Yajnavalkya, Ramana Maharshi, Mirabai, Tulasidas, etc., etc. So such a guru is not teaching anything of his own. He just becomes a beautiful instrument. Only God takes hold of that body and mind, and it is God only who is speaking. In that light only we have to understand Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu, etc. So, since God is infinite, nobody should say that one can reach God only through one path. Infinite is God, infinite are the ways, infinite are the realizations, but all of them end in that single state, complete non-difference from Brahman. With this background, let us continue what we have been talking about in the very first mantra. I think we have done the first and second mantras, but there is no harm. So Yajnavalkya, he announced his intention, and the words that are used here, they are beautiful. So he says, Yajnavalkya, he announces to both his wives, Maitreyi and Katyayani, Udyasan, why are aham asmat sthanat? I am about to shift my place from this place to that place. Sthana means a place. But here we have to understand sthana means from one stage of life to another stage. From grihastha ashrama to sannyasa ashrama. That also opens our insight, should open our insight that this Yajnavalkya need not go again through the third stage called Vanaprastha ashrama. Because these are all, as I explained earlier, mental states. They are nothing to do with externality. So even a Brahmacharya ashrama, students, if I do not have the desire to learn something, and if I am not very serious about it, I would not be progressing at all. I can find many excuses why I am not able to continue my studies. So, hantate anaya katyayanya antam karvaniti. Now, I was a husband until this time, an enlightened husband, a knower of Brahman, and I want to bring my grihastashrama relationship, not that Yajnavalkya wants to renounce. I will have nothing to do with you. I have become a monk. I become heartless, becoming completely indifferent and not caring what happens to others is certainly not a state of sannyasa. He says, I will change my relationship. I would no longer be a husband. I would rather be a sannyasi. A sannyasi is a jagadguru, if he is a real sannyasi. And then he says that he offers Maitreyi. What happened? Did he not offer this one to Katyayani? He called both of them and said, whatever possessions I have, I divide among both of you. So, I am not leaving you just on the street. But then Katyayani was not serious about spiritual life. It doesn't mean she was a bad person. She was a sati, a chaste woman. And then she served her husband also very well. But the time for her to take up to spiritual life, especially a sannyasa life, hasn't occurred. It will come in course of time. She is also progressing. After all, the company of such a great soul for such a long time must have been very enlightening and encouraging and strengthening the will. The old people in the olden days had more faith, like as the Bible says, very few people had distrust in God. So he offered half of his possessions equally to both his wives. Katyayani accepted, but she had no further desire for anything else. But as we have seen, Maitreyi asked one question. Will I be attaining liberation? Will I become immortal by accept through the means of the money, possessions, property? And categorically, Yajnavalkya says, no, your life will be comfortable. And we also discussed, you have to keep it in mind, comfort and happiness are quite two separate things. A person may be very comfortable, air-conditioned room, beautiful bed, wonderful massaging chair, everything can be there. But it doesn't mean he is the least bit more happy than a poor person. This distinction between possessions, plenty of possessions, and happiness is not understood by the most of these so-called billionaires and millionaires. They did not. Because if they understand, then they would not go after money. They will, so many people regretfully acknowledge it later on that I was mad. Now it is too late for me to change myself. Of course, no time is too late, but I have missed my bus, as they say. I could have been much more happy. Now I realize that you can have there is a saying, I do not remember, you can have a house, but you can be restless. You can have a bed, but it doesn't mean you can sleep well. You can have food, it doesn't mean you can enjoy. Like that, a list goes on and on. These things can contribute, but they do not produce happiness, contentment, etc. We, all of us, have to keep that in mind. Some money is necessary, some safety is necessary, some savings are necessary, but what we are after, even, I am not saying anything about spiritual happiness, even if we want worldly happiness, it requires a certain state of the mind. That is so very important. I do not know how many of us really realize this fact. Even from the worldly point of view, we require certain mindset. Happiness is a state of the mind. Unhappiness is a state of mind. Peace is a state of mind. Restlessness is a state of the mind. Contentment, fulfillment, these are all states of mind. And terrible, what is called, whatever a person gets, he is not happy. That is also a state of the mind. This distinction, really, he who possesses, he is called a wise man. But most of the people, they equate more possessions, more happiness. That is completely wrong. So Maitreyi's query or question categorically was answered by Yajnavalkya. No, they can make you comfortable, but they will not give you, not to speak of liberation, but even ordinary happiness. A person may not get even the slightest happiness, which a hungry man can get by eating common food. A thirsty man can get by drinking plain water, even ice cream. Only screaming will be the result and nothing else. So, the money which you are offering, prithivi vittena purnasya. Did Yajnavalkya possess so much of money? Does he own the whole universe? No. But then, Maitreyi's question was so deep, we have to appreciate her thinking, even by some chance. You are the emperor of this entire universe, earth, and you give the whole thing to me. Will I get liberation? No. Will I be happy? No. But you will be comfortable. This is the distinction between comfort and happiness. So he says, just like upakaranavatam, jivitam, those who have got a beautiful bed, a beautiful house, a beautiful chair, nice food, like that, they can contribute, but there is no guarantee that they will contribute. Tatha evate jivitam syat. Your life also will be like rich people's house. And he did not say, but we have to understand, how many rich people are free from worry? A poor man he can open his doors and then sleep peacefully, knowing that there is nobody who wants to come inside, because he knows I myself want, but there is nothing with me. But a rich man has everything to worry, including whether somebody is planning to kill him so that they can make all his property their own, including family members. He can also become suspicious of them. So your life also can be comfortable. There is even comfortable things may not give comfort. You see, it is said when a person is suffering from asthma, like Swami Sivananda, in whichever position he tries to sit, half recline, recline, he never gets any satisfaction. He can't breathe properly. Finally, he resorted to meditation. Later on, he remarked, I was so unhappy because I couldn't breathe properly, asthma. But I, not seeing any position comfortable, I merged in meditation. Then he made a remark. This is an old man's meditation, meaning I have been successfully meditating for a very long time, since a long time. Therefore, immediately my mind became absorbed, and then I did not find any discomfort. And when I came out of that state, that comfort is still lingering. Now I do not have any problem. Sri Ramakrishna was suffering from unimaginable throat pain. And then one day, it was too much perhaps, his mind plunged in samadhi, he came back. This we find the chapter at Kasipur. And then he said, now I do not have any pain. There, I see Leto half reclining. I see God himself is half reclining. In that state, whatever he perceives will be only perception of Brahman, perception of God. So meditation also has got greatest benefits. Nowadays, so many people, they are experienced, some of them are experienced, they go on praising even the greatest amount of money or comforts, what they cannot give, meditation can give you. After all, happiness is a state of mind. And what is happiness? Having no desires, because the mind remains absolutely still, calm and quiet, like the face of the Buddha. And through meditation, a person can remain whatever be the external circumstances. So Yajnavalkya categorically says your life would be just like the life of wealthy people who have all sorts of luxuries. There is no hope of immortality through wealth. So how can immortality? That means jnanam. How can jnanam come? What are we now? When we say, I want jnanam, I am clearly stating, I do not have jnanam. That means I am having ajnanam, ignorance. Same thing we have to extend. I do not have food. I am hungry. Then why are you not eating? Because I do not have food. What can remove hunger? Food. What can remove thirst? Water. What can remove cold? Heat. What can remove ignorance or ajnanam? Only jnanam. Another name for that jnanam is bhakti, karma yoga, raja yoga. These are different names. Many of the followers of jnanamarga cannot distinguish between these two. Jnanam and jnanamarga are totally different. Jnanam is the goal of everybody. Even if I want to love somebody, a devotee says, I want to love, he must have the jnanam. What is it? My Lord is infinite. That's more than sufficient. That statement tells everything. Because if somebody is infinite, what is Brahman? Anantam Brahma. If Brahman is anantam, Vishnu is also anantam, Shiva is also anantam, what is the big deal of difference between Shiva and Vishnu and Brahman or Divine Mother? So we have to understand these are only the ideas of different individuals. I like to think of Brahman as Krishna, as Rama, as Christ, as Buddha, as the Divine Mother in infinite forms. Sri Ramakrishna also draws a very beautiful parallel. In Dakshineswar, there are two small towers. They are called for playing music. That's called Shanai, a kind of what is called like a flute, but like a tubular flute. So they can produce Sa Re Ga Ma Pa Tha Ni Saptaswaras. So one person only keeps the Shruti. That means only one uniform sound. But the other person produces not only seven swaras, but he goes on playing with different ragas, which are but composition of different swaras, mixing of different swaras in different ways. Very interesting, because whatever food people prepared, people are preparing now, people will prepare in the future, tasty or untasty, it is all nothing but a little bit of combination of spices, salt, sugar, etc. So you combine them in different combinations. So one becomes very tasty, another doesn't become very tasty. But there is nothing new in that. Whatever ingredients are there, they have to be arranged. So the whole of the music falls into only saptaswaras. And just for your information, all the saptaswaras, seven notes, they're called notes, are arranged like in a harmonium at three different levels. Below, very bass-like sound, middle for most people, and for women, etc., ladies, etc., very high-pitched voice. So, upper seven, middle seven, and lower seven. A combination of all these, according to the capacity of the range of the throat of the singer. That's what makes different ragas. So anyway, what we are talking about is there is only one material. That material can be looked upon, can be painted in so many different ways. Perhaps the example of a canvas. So if 100 painters are asked to produce different types of pictures upon that, the canvas remains absolutely the same. But the way the colors are mixed up, and actually the colors are only three, astonishing. And these three colors can almost make infinite number of colors. I think it is red, yellow, and green. When these are mixed together, every other color comes out. Maybe I am wrong. I don't know. I think three colors are there, definitely. So what I am trying to tell, that a person who realizes Brahman, he knows Brahman is only one material. He is Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, Sat, Chit, Ananda. The whole universe is his manifestation. Brahman with Nama Rupa is the creation. Creation without Nama Rupa is Brahman. This is beautifully brought out by Vidyaranya in his magnanimous book called Panchadashi. Very tough sometimes. His language is not as sweet as Shankaracharya's, but marvelous. Then, when Agnivalka replied that, no, you cannot attain Amritatva. You will have to obtain knowledge. Then only it is possible. Then, we go into the third mantra. Saha uvacha maitreyi ena aham na amruta syam kim aham tena kuryam yat eva bhagavan veda tat eva me bruhiti. Maitreyi said, what should I do with that which means everything, every possession which cannot make me immortal? I will not have anything to do with it because my mind has discriminated and it has renounced. I don't want to be identified with possessions, with the body, with the mind. Only three things are there to be non-attached. That's all. And in that order, possessions, body, and our knowledge, limited knowledge. So tell me, my Lord, only that which you know to lead to immortality. That means what? Maitreyi had definitely recognized Yajnavalkya, you are a knower of Brahman. Even to guess that a person is a knower of Brahman cannot come to any ordinary person. There are interesting incidents in the life of Sri Ramakrishna. There was one Narayan Pandit, one of the greatest scholars of that time when Sri Ramakrishna was alive. Even as a student, he was appointed as the court pandit of Bardwan Maharaja. But his thirst for knowledge was so much, he went back, I think, to Kashi or somewhere and wanted to spend several more years. Then his good fortune, and that good fortune is not something like a lottery ticket. In fact, lottery ticket also depends upon our prarabdha karma. So, a ticket, one number earlier, one number later, will not be fortunate enough. It must be the exact number. So, he must have had tremendous hidden spiritual samskaras, just like a hot spring. But he was not very aware of it, perhaps. I don't know. We don't know. And he heard about Sri Ramakrishna. Immediately he was attracted. I must go and meet. And then he came and he discussed. And then he understood something very great, that what I have been trying, reading in the books, intellectually trying to understand, this practically unlettered person had mastered the whole thing, realized the whole thing. He is the greatest Brahmagnani, like Nachiketa recognized Yamadharma Raja. Swami Vivekananda later on recognized Sri Ramakrishna as the only person who has become one with the truth. So Narayana Pandit recognized, and then he decided, life will be waste having obtained this opportunity. What he must have remembered, that Durlabham Trayameva Itat Deva Anugraha Hetukam Manushyatvam Mumukshutvam Mahapurusha Samshayaha. He was a great pandit, and many things were just in his memory. He need not refer to any book. I have been born as a human being, and I have got this deep desire to progress in spiritual life, and I have been extraordinarily fortunate not to get good people, company of good people, not to get company of sincere spiritual aspirants, but a person who has realized all the highest truths that are mentioned in the Veda. So Narayana Pandit had recognized it. Immediately he took shelter, and then he fell at the feet of Sri Ramakrishna, begged him, please initiate me into sannyasa, because my family members, I hear, are they going to come and take me. And by that time, like Sri Ramakrishna, he was also a married person. So, I don't know whether I will be able to resist, especially mothers and fathers' commandments. He had great shraddha towards mother and father, matru devo bhava, pitru devo bhava. If they ask, he will have no choice to become a monk. Sri Ramakrishna, with his own hands, initiated him into sannyasa, blessed him, and sent him away. A Brahmagnani Purusha, giving sannyasa and sending away, we should never cherish any doubt that he would realize God sooner or later. It is guaranteed, like Yamadharma Raja guarantees Nachiketa, that I consider you as a realized soul, as though you have reached the home, swimming across this ocean of avidya, because you have those qualities. Even before Yamadharma Raja started teaching, he gave this beautiful certificate to his disciple. Not only that, he said, what you have become, I had to struggle a lot. Totapuri must have thought in the same way, what I have struggled for 40 years, then only I was given a glimpse of Nirvikalpa Samadhi, and my disciple, what? Ekya Daivi Maya hai. That he had, as soon as I instructed him, immediately he entered into that Nirvikalpa Samadhi, which took me 40 years. He couldn't believe years. For 3 days, continuously he came and tested Sri Ramakrishna. Then he understood. So you see, when a worthy disciple comes, Guru recognizes him. But when a worthy disciple sees a Guru, he also recognizes him. That is what this Narayana Shastri, he has recognized. Mahapurusha Sangatya. So, not only human birth, desire, deep desire to attain liberation, Mahapurusha Samshayaha, the company of not any Mahapurusha, a realized soul, that also requires God's grace. Because only a realized person, one realized person, recognize the other realized persons. Agnivalkya appreciates and says, Saha Uvacha, Agnivalkya. That Agnivalkya, now instantaneously, he expresses his admiration for Maitreyi. Priya Bhata Arenaha Sati Priyam Bhashase. So he said, you have always been dear to us. Us means me. Why were you dear? Because what I wanted to become, you are following the same pathway, same footsteps. Naturally, if anybody finds that somebody is following his footsteps, trying to follow his way of life, naturally we feel inside great happiness. At least one person is doing this, following me. The whole world may reject me, but at least one person, he appreciates the value. So you have been dear. Why were you dear? Because you pleased me. Tadvidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya. You have served me. You have asked beautiful questions even before. Because this question, can immortality be attained by possessions, cannot come from the mouth of an ordinary person. So now you have become even more dear to me. Why did you become? Because earlier teaching in the first chapter that there is nothing more dear to any person than one's own Atma. So if this Maitreyi, Agnivalkya realizes, Maitreyi, that she is also nothing but manifestation of Brahman. But along with that, even from the viewpoint of Maitreyi herself, that when I instruct, she will follow, she will become a Brahmavadini, a great knower of Brahman, a great speaker of Brahman. Therefore, I am very happy that God helps me to make another person take nearer to him. And who is the nearest? When Maitreyi realizes Brahman, she becomes a Brahman. Realization means Brahman. And she becomes the Atma, so to say, human language we are using here. Agnivalkya would not consider, you are my dear wife, I am your dear husband. No, I am Brahman, you are Brahman. So he said, Sati Priyam Bhashase, what we have spoken, what did she speak? That make me immortal. Whatever you know, you teach me. You make me, because this faith in Guru is ancient in every language. So, Guru can do anything. He can give. So earlier we were discussing Swami Brahmanandaji's. Can Guru give knowledge of Brahman? Of course, the Guru here means a knower of Brahman. No non-knower of Brahman can give Brahmagnana to somebody else. A knower of Brahman can do. That is what he said. Yes. Then the next question. Then after that, what happens to Guru who has been guiding me? Then Swami Brahmananda gives a marvelous reply. He says, the Guru takes one to Brahman or to Ishtadevata, says, here is your Ishtadevata, and he himself merges in the Ishtadevata. I don't know whether anybody else had expressed it in this crystal clear manner. What Swami Brahmananda wants to convey is, your Ishtadevata alone has come taking up the form of your Guru, and you must also think like that, even if you do not understand. That's why I always called that Guru should be looked upon as a target practice. I don't care whether my Guru is pure, impure, moral, immoral, but I decided to think of him as my Ishtadevata. Guru Brahma, Guru Vishnu. And that is the target practice. I don't care what he is. I want to make him in my mind what I want to look upon him, the way I want to look upon him. And such a person is sure to make spiritual progress. So, sati, you are a sati. Sati means one who follows the footsteps of the husband in every way. She is called sati and pati. Yajnavalkya, he gave that title. You have become very dear to me. That means what? I am going to teach you. I am going to draw you near to me. I want you to become one with me as Brahman. And then he says, Ehi, come near. That means what? Keep your ears open, mind open. Do not allow your mind to think of anything else. Aswa, sit down. Sit down means what? Not only the physical posture of sitting down, but setting now, settling down. Do not become restless. Vyakhyasyami te. I am going to explain to you everything, not in obscure words, hard to understand words, but crystal clear words. And then he says, Vyachakshanasya. Vyachakshananasya. As I am going on to expound to you the highest truth, may nididhyasasva iti. Try to absorb it, become that. Of course, listening, shravana, deep thinking, they're all there. But in some people's case, there's a very beautiful explanation comes in some of the Sureshwaracharya's works. So we have discussed about the three steps, shravana, manana, nididhyasana. Is it necessary for everybody to go on doing shravana, manana, nididhyasana? It was necessary for Totapuri, and that's why he took 40 years. But when the same Totapuri just made Sri Ramakrishna listen, Aham Brahmasmi, so do it. What happened? Instantaneously, Sri Ramakrishna merged in his mind. How was he able to do it? Because he developed the general idea of Shravana, and he had no doubt whatsoever that everybody is Brahman, Brahman accepting Brahman, accepting God. Nothing is real, nothing exists. Whatever exists, whatever we experience as this world, cannot be other than Brahman or God. Sri Ramakrishna experienced it by the grace of the God. Not only that, if you have any doubt about it, Sri Ramakrishna clarifies it. He says, long before these gurus came, I earnestly prayed to the Divine Mother. You must be remembering all that. Then Mother made me experience even Nirvikalpa Samadhi. Then later on the gurus only repeated the same thing. And again, second time, I experienced that. But it is no new experience. It is the only old experience, once more experienced through regulated pathways like the Bhakti Yoga, Tantra Yoga, and Raja Yoga, Karma Yoga, and of course, Jnana Yoga. But in Sri Ramakrishna, all the yogas manifested, but especially Bhakti Yoga. Why is it so? Because he has to be an ideal teacher to all of us in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in Sri Ramakrishna, in Jesus Christ, everybody practically, whether it is Mirabai, Tulasidas, Purandar Dasa, it is the Bhakti Marga. Millions of people had realized themselves as Brahman through the path of Bhakti. If anybody mistakes that Bhakti Marga takes one only to Brahmaloka, that is Vaikuntha, Kailasa, etc., they have not understood the truth properly. So, let me explain to you. I know you are an apt disciple, Sadhana Chatushtaya Sampanna Adhikarini, and as I explain, you reflect deeply upon what I say, and that is what he is going to tell. In the fifth mantra, as we discussed earlier, the mystery of love, Yajnavalkya unravels the mystery of love. What is it? in this world, nobody loves anybody else excepting Atman. Atman means Sat, Chit and Ananda. And that Ananda is what unconsciously we all wish. Even those, what is called Abhyaroha mantras. What are they? Lead me from the unreal to the real. Lead me from darkness to light. Lead me from death to immortality. The third one should be understood as, lead me from suffering to greatest bliss, Ananda Swarupa. First prayer, let me know that I am Sat. Second prayer, let me know I am Chit. Third prayer, let me know I am Ananda Swarupa. So, in this world, albeit unknowingly, unconsciously, when we say, I love my wife, I love my husband, or a mother says, I love my children, whatever, a friend says that I love my friend, or as the Vaishnavas say, I love my neighbor, I love my master, I love my friend, I love my husband, I love my child, my mother, my father. These Panchabhavas, Shanta, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya and Mathura. So, gradually, higher and higher happiness is unraveled as we progress, as we, just as we near blazing fire, our cold becomes less and we get more and more heat. We, in our turn, becomes heated. If anybody touches us, we also become, give them, we have the capacity to give them heat and remove their cold. So, there are 11 times a repetition is there. So, just I will only give you one or two, then you can read the text yourself. This is the fifth mantra, we are reading it here. Saha ha uvaja. Saha means Yajnavalkya. Indeed, Yajnavalkya started teaching the very first mystery of love. Nava are patyo kamaya patihi priyaha bhavati. So, you have to understand, O Maitreyi, you are very dear to me, patyo kamaya. Suppose you think you love me, but you don't really love me, because you get so much of joy by thinking of me, and because of that joy, you attribute it is coming from me, mistaken notion. But really speaking, there is only one which is capable of giving ananda. There is only one, and that is called God, that is called Brahman, that is called Sat Chit Ananda. So, Atmanastu Kamaya Patihi Priyaha Bhavati. The more happiness we get, or a wife gets from the husband, she loves him more, because we also do the same thing. We get 10% happiness, our love for that object will be 10%. We get 50% happiness from some other object, maybe same sweet, but a better quality sweet. Our love for that object becomes 50%. If my joy is unbound, 100%, then my love for that object will be 100%. But what happens? The same object will not give the same joy. Therefore, our love also varies according to the how much happiness we are able to squeeze from that object. But as we explained earlier, it is nothing but the object acts as a remover of the obstruction for my own happiness, and that is what is called this Atmanastu Kamaya. Nobody loves anything excepting Atman. From another viewpoint, a Brahmagnani knows, well, here is a ordinary husband, ordinary wife, they love each other, but he knows, who are they? The so-called husband is also Brahman, the so-called wife is also Brahman. Brahman loves Brahman, albeit unknowingly. That's what we have to understand. And now, he wants to illustrate. This is called reinforcement by giving many examples. 11 times he says this. नवा अरे जायायै कामाय जाया प्रिया भवति आत्मनस्तु कामाय जाया प्रिया भवति. नाउ दिस टाइम ए हस्बैंड लव्स द वाइफ नॉट फॉर द सेक ऑफ द वाइफ बट इट इज द आत्मन विच इज मैनिफेस्टिंग इन हर इन मी इन एवरीबडी. बट एट दिस मोमेंट दिस वाइफ बिकम्स लाइक ए मिरर वेयर आई कैन सी माई ओन नेचर ऑफ आनंद. Therefore, the more joy I get from my wife, I love her more. Our husband loves his wife, but he mistakes it. You are giving me happiness, joy. No, you are only a mirror. You are only a remover of my own lacuna. I feel apurna, imperfect, but temporarily you remove my imperfectness because whatever object we are enjoying, whether it be for 1 second or for 7 hours, 8 hours, the point we have to note down is, we forget the whole world. When, that's why in this very Brihadaranyaka, when a young man in complete love with his wife, and she also loves her husband 100%, when the man embraces his wife, he forgets the whole world. Forgets his body, forgets his mind, forgets his wife, of course, then he only experiences bliss and nothing but bliss. This is the absolute truth. Whether we experience happiness for 1 millisecond, for that millisecond, we transcend time, space and causation. And then when we transcend time, space and causation, what are we? Our real nature, Brahman nature, manifests. So, husband thinks he is loving his wife, but not really his wife, loving only Atman, but because of ignorance, that Atman. Atman means Sat Chit Ananda. They cannot be separated or manifest now, flash in the mind of the husband for a moment, and that he thinks that this object is yielding me that kama. But no, there is only one source of happiness, and therefore all the objects are nothing but like mirrors reflecting that Brahman's ananda. And then he also gives the example, parents. Nava are putranam kamaya putraha priyaha bhavanti atmanastu kamaya putraha priyaha bhavati. It is only not the children are not loved for themselves. First, that is why we say, my child, our children. Our children means I myself am manifesting in this particular form. And I love myself. Therefore, whatever a child does, it reflects that happiness, my own happiness, but it is coming through the medium of the child. Then you can say, children, boy, girl, etc., etc. And then he says same thing about money, possessions, wealth. Then says Brahmana, Kshatriya, any world, Swargaloka, etc., or any Devata, or any being in this world. And then ultimately he concludes, Nava are sarvasya kamaya, sarvam priyam bhavati. So anything that we love is not for the sake of that particular object, but atmanastu kamaya sarvam priyam bhavati. Having said this, now you have to realize that atman, you will not have death, you will not have unhappiness, and you will be always chaitanya swarupa. This is what he wants to tell. Now having defined what is the nature of the atman, especially emphasizing ananda, he says, that Atman has to be realized. That is the only goal of life, which Swami Vivekananda said so beautifully, each soul is potentially divine. That tells everything. We will discuss some of these beautiful points. Even though same teachings we have been talking, every class we have to discuss these things, especially in the light of Ramakrishna, Holy Mother, Swami Vivekananda's lives, events, etc., we will do that in our future classes. Om Jananim Sharadam Devim Ramakrishnam Jagadgurum Padapadme Tayo Sritva Pranamami Mohur Mohoho. May Ramakrishna Holy Mother and Swami Vivekananda bless us all with Bhakti. Jai Ramakrishna.